believe it or not. The sound was not working. The batteries were not operating right. And our microphones, we were cutting in and out. And I resolved the issue with going and getting two large Dr. Peppers with Easy Eyes. And that was my my stress relief. One's still in the back, so if you're thirsty, it's in my office. So speaking of Dr. Pepper, it has now been a resolution of mine for years to stop drinking this very addictive drug straight from the devil. And although as Eve saw that it was a pleasure to her eyes, it is a pleasure to my taste buds. And it does not give me any wisdom, not at all, but it does taste and satisfy. However, this is a new year, new me, right? new me. And this is going to be the year. This is it. So I wanted to start this year off with a series this month as we really just kind of attack the habits in which we currently live with. I posted on Facebook this week, and maybe you read that or you've heard the quote. I don't know who spoke this quote. Definitely wasn't me. But they said that you and I are the result of what we consistently do. You and I are the result of what we consistently do. So let's just start the year off the right way. And instead of just trying to hype you up for a new year and a new me, let's really kind of dig in the root of what it is that has led you to who you are now. Now, here's the question. We're going to start the year off with a question. In all the areas of your life, are you fully satisfied and you have no room to grow and no room to be stretched? Are you completely satisfied with where you are in every area of your life? If you are, you can go home now, have a wonderful week, and you can come back in February. And I would say that if we were to be honest, like, let's just be real. I want to be really vulnerable this year with some of my own insecurities or my own shortcomings, and I'm tired of just living with them and trying to put, like Taylor Swift said, Band-Aids on bullet holes, all right? It doesn't work. And we want to truly dig into the root of why we are who we are. And if there's an area of your life that you are feeling as if you are coming up short in or not satisfied with, then I'm going to tell you today that it's likely what you have been doing. You are the result, I am the result of what we consistently do. Therefore, if we are not satisfied with where we are, the reality is probably that we have been doing things poorly. If we are satisfied where we are in one area or another, I'm not saying every area of your life you should feel as if you're a failure and you have no hope. No, there are probably areas of your life where you're doing very, very well. But there may be other areas of your life that may not be going so well right now. And if we were to be honest, I would be honest and say that is true of me. And the reality is in the areas where I'm kind of satisfied, it's really broken down to the fact that I have established daily disciplines that I have been able to carry out. The areas in which I'm not doing very well in right now, the areas that I hope to stretch in this year and to grow in and to see change this year, are the areas in which my discipline is lacking and my habits are poor. So this year I want to start the year off with attacking our habits. Attacking what it is that we do, why we do, how we do, and truly understand, help you understand that if you feel as if it's just the metabolism slowing down, it could be it, but it could also be what you put in your body. If you feel as if I just don't get paid enough, it could be that Amazon Prime and credit cards are taking more than what you are actually making. It could be that not just life is only unfair to me, but because of your past daily decisions and undisciplines, it has resulted in the position you are in now. Again, the truth is that we are what we do consistently. And today I want to just talk for a few minutes, about the significance of daily disciplines. Now, here's the thing. Let me just tell you this. I hope that each of you have resolutions. Anybody have resolutions that you maybe wrote down or thought about this year? Anybody? Nobody. So all of y'all are hopeless and have no desire to change. Anybody have hope to change or resolution to maybe lose weight or get healthier or save money and to spend less? Well, that's all fine and dandy. And it's one thing to dream. It's one thing to have aspirations. It's one thing to have hopes. But I'm telling you from experience, it is something completely different to actually do something about it. If you were to ask my wife and ask some of the people that know me very well, they would tell you that I am one of the world's biggest dreamers. I've always dreamt of books to write and businesses to start and countries to move to and all of these big aspirations and dreams. And you know how many I've actually done? Very few. Very few. And some of the circumstances I live in now, I didn't actually dream of doing and dream of changing diapers and dream of getting yelled at from a five-year-old and dream of all of these things that happen in life. However, it's one thing to dream, it's another thing to do. So I will have the goal this year, as I have every stinking year since moving home, to get back into Marine Corps shape, Trevor. That's a dream. It's been a nightmare for 3 or 4 years now. But I'm going to hope and I pray that this year will be the year that I develop the disciplines on a daily basis to point me into that direction. Because here is the truth before we open up the text, that small, simple, daily disciplines will actually point you into a life of lasting change. It's the small things. It's the disciplines in which we must possess in order to be the person that God has called us to be and the person that we dream of being. So it means saying no. It means saying yes to new things. It means being stretched. The hope is that as you dream of being a better spouse, which all of you better dream of if you are married, if you have dreams of being a better parent, if you have children, you better have that dream. If you have a job to hope and to dream of being a better employee and coworker, you better have that dream. If you have friends to be a better friend this year, and if you have friends, you better have that dream. If you have dreams this year, those are great, and I hope you have them, and I hope that you start to develop disciplines that will position you into the person that you want to be. But I also know that the greatest goal this year should be for each and every one of us to be a better version of ourselves in our walk with Christ our Lord. Your number one goal should be to be a better reflection of Jesus Christ in this world. To grow a little bit closer to Him and to know Him deeper and to feel Him more and to see Him move in greater ways. Like, that is my goal. I hope to lose weight and I hope to be a better spouse. I hope to be a better dad. I hope to be a better pastor. I hope to be a better friend. I hope to be a better citizen and road sharer and not scream and punch my steering wheel anymore. And I hope to do all of these things that we have goals that we're going to do. But ultimately, I hope and I pray and I dream of being a greater reflection of Jesus Christ to the world. I hope and I pray that this will be the year that I will be stretched thinner than I have ever been and grown more than I could ever imagine to show people the love of God, the mercy of God, and the hands and feet of Jesus in a way that they may have never seen. That is my number one goal. And I hope it is for you as well. So let's go to Galatians chapter 6. Verse 9, I want to dig into this one verse today. And Paul is concluding a letter written to the Galatians. And at the beginning of the chapter, he's talking about bearing one another's burdens and doing well and fulfilling the law of Christ. And then he goes on to talk. I'm not going to put this on the screen, but then he goes on to say, for if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself, but let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself. He's not telling us to be prideful. He's telling us to kind of put our money where our mouth is. And if we want to do something, if we want to be something, then we can't blame it on other people. Because he goes on to say, the reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. And then he says in verse 9, if you continue reading, and let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So just before this, he is telling us that if we want to do something, if we want to be something, then we must boast in the result of what we have done, or we must dwell in the disappointment of what we have become. See, far too often, people will blame their extracurricular activities or circumstances or other people for the way that you are now. And to start the year off right, my opinion is to dig into the very root of where you are now and why you are what you are. I know there could have been trauma and there could have been experiences in your past that have resulted in pushing you to be the characteristics that you may possess. However, we must today finally take responsibility maybe for who we are. And we must today start to develop the daily disciplines that we must possess in order to be the person that we want to become. And Paul says, do not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And if we're wanting to be better in this, if we're wanting to be better in that, if we're not fully satisfied where we are in this area of our life or that area of our life, then we need to continue to do what is good. And in due season, we will reap if we do not give up. See, the reason that so many people have New Year's resolutions each and every year is because they gave up. It's because when life got a little bit difficult, we just kind of reserved ourselves and we just drew ourselves back to what we have always done, what we always were, and we have a very difficult time with change sometimes. And it has been scientifically proven that we create neural pathways within our brain that start to just wire us to be a certain way. So one of my ways is when things don't go as planned, I start to sweat and to run around and have no idea what to do. Therefore, instead of being disciplined and controlled, I just try to look at everything that can't be fixed and I don't get anything done because instead of focusing on one mission or another, I just worry about everything else that's broken and nothing else gets done. Whenever I drive through town, for whatever reason, the neural pathways in my brain have been wired to tell me, you must hold styrofoam. Judge me. Whenever I have a good meal, my neural pathways have told me healthy portions are not enough. And you don't need two peanut butter cups. You have to buy king size. And whenever I lose my patience, my neural pathways have wired me because of my disciplines or the lack thereof, my daily decisions to get me to the point where I am. When I lose my patience, instead of asking for forgiveness and trying to do better, I will then use that to fuel myself with even more anger, and I will take that out on other people that did not deserve it, and they were just the first ones in the firing line. And I mean, we could go on and on with all of my flaws and you could laugh and have a merry old day and think, man, he is jacked up. But if we really kind of pulled the mask back just a little bit and opened up your closet, what would we get ourselves into? And I'm not asking you to do that with us right here and right now. I'm asking you to choose today to do what is good in all things. If you want to break the addiction of alcohol, stop saying yes. If you will want to break the addiction to pornography, stop clicking on the websites. It's simple. It is the decisions in which we make. And the reason that it's very hard to see change is because it causes an inflammation within our brain to go against the very pathways that we have created. So the person that we want to be is a dream and never a reality. A few years ago, I challenged our church to read through the Gospel of John, I believe, on the first 21 days of the year, a chapter a day. And science has proven that 21 days of consecutive commitment to something will turn a hobby into a habit. So I challenged our church to read your Bible for 1 hour, half an hour, however long it takes you to get through one chapter of the Gospel of John. Maybe you could start that today and you could revisit it. Or maybe you've never read through the Gospel of John. Well, here you go. Here's a resolution and it's attainable and you can do it. One chapter a day for 21 days. Get on your couch, your bed, at your table. Turn the phone off. Turn the TV off and dig into God's Word. And I hope and I pray that if you would commit yourself to it, then those 21 days, the pathways within your brain would point you into becoming one that digs into God's Word. Because God's Word isn't just a book in which we need to study to preach from. It's the very living, holy, inspired Word of God that we should build our entire lives upon. It is His revelation. It is His promise. It is His nature. It is His character. It is hope-giving and life-giving to people like you and me. And maybe you feel as if one resolution is to dig into God's Word. You've never read the Bible. Or maybe you want to be stretched this year in your prayer life. You've never really prayed. You don't know really how to pray. Or maybe you want to serve in one capacity or another within the church. And I'm telling you, we could always use more people to help with the children's church or Sunday school for our children so that the same people don't have to do it continuously. We could always meet. And maybe you feel like, well, I'm unqualified for it. We all are. We all are. And maybe I don't know how to pray, so I want to have a prayer life. I want to be connected with my Father in heaven, but I don't know how to do it or what to do it. And the reality is we just have to do it. I believe it was the old Puritans that used to say that you never know how to pray until you pray. You'll never know how to overcome addiction until you choose to overcome it. You'll never know how to be a better spouse until you choose to be a better spouse. You'll never know how to forgive people that, in your opinion, do not deserve it until you do it. You'll never know how to be the person that you've always dreamed of being or the person that God has called you and created you to be until you choose to do it. We can dream all we want, but my 10 goals written on paper will never come to life if they stay on paper and I do not discipline myself on a daily basis to see these dreams come to reality. So maybe that's why Jesus said, if you want to follow me, you must deny yourself and take up your cross daily and follow me. Maybe there's a little bit in there that we didn't know, that it is truly a daily discipline that we must develop to be the person that God has called us and created us to be. And the reason many people have the same resolutions every year is because after a little bit of resistance or a little bit of the feeling of being uncomfortable or a little bit of difficulty, or a little bit of rain in the forecast, we choose to give up and resort back to what we've just always been and what we always do. So what I would tell you today is today choose to do what is good. And in due season, we will reap. And at the very beginning, I told you that small, simple, daily disciplines lead to lasting change. And I will tell you this in a couple points before we conclude here. is that fully committed to daily disciplines in the present time will point us into fully satisfied destinations in the future time. Meaning that people who are satisfied with where they are may have been days, weeks, months, or even years of discipline in and of themselves to finally be the person that they are now. The person that you dream of being. Because I see preachers all the time and I'm like, man, I wish I could be like that. Or I see people that I know, Christian men, fathers, husbands, and I'm like, man, I wish I could be that loving, and I wish I could carry myself in that way, and I wish and I dream. But when it comes to disciplining myself, it's difficult, and I give up. However, if I didn't give up, and I chose on a daily basis to do what is good and what is right, in due season, I would reap. Meaning, in due season, I would finally be that man. In due seasons, I would finally be that spouse. In due season, I would finally be that father. In due season, I would finally be that friend. In due season, I would finally be that preacher. In due season, I would finally be what it was that I've always dreamed of being. And the dreams only come true by committing ourselves daily to the disciplines that are required. And it's tough. It's tough. They always say that you can work out in a gym and you can gain back in 3 days what it took 3 weeks to lose. The same with going to church. You can come to church for a few weeks or a few months and then take a couple weeks off and then have no desire to go back. You can serve people, serve your friends, serve your family for a long period of time and then live in a short period of selfishness and have no desire to be selfless again. That's why it is a daily discipline that we must develop. When it comes to being closer to God in our relationship with Him, it is a daily discipline to get up early in the morning, even though I may not feel like it, even though I didn't get as much sleep as I really wanted to, I have to discipline myself to set the time either in the morning or late at night or in the middle of the day to where I am away from all things and all people and simply focused on the presence of the Lord and focused on the Word of the Lord. And when it comes to being whatever it is that you want to do or the goals that you want to be, that you must commit yourself fully. Because if you commit half-heartedly, then you will find yourself in the same position you are in right now. You might be on fire for a little bit, but eventually rain will be in the forecast and will put it right out. But if you choose to discipline yourself on a daily basis and constantly do what is good and do not give up, then you will see lasting change. And Craig Rochelle, pastor from Life Church, also one of the founders and creators of the YouVersion Bible app that many of you probably use, or some of you probably use, he quoted this saying. He said, successful people do consistently what other people do occasionally. Successful people, the people that reap, the people that eventually find themselves in the position that they always wanted to be in, they do consistently what others do occasionally. And I occasionally go to the gym. I do every 1st of the January and usually around my birthday to get my birthday bod back before the beach time. And I will go for a couple of days and then my body hurts and aches and muscles I didn't know existed are scorched, and I'm going to give up, all right? I'm going to give up, and I'm going to resort back to being a lazy bum that I always was and always wanted to be, so I'll just resort back. However, this year, I'm declaring it is going to be different. I'm being serious. You can laugh all you want. But in 6 months, when I have to buy a new outfit and new wardrobe, then I'll be laughing at you. But I want to be a greater father to my girls and be more patient and more forgiving. And it doesn't happen by just thinking about it. It happens by simply doing it. So if you came into the new year and the new decade with hopes and dreams of being something else, I am telling you, you must do something else. You must do something new, and you must do it consistently, and you must do it daily. I forget the author's name of the book, but a book reads, "You do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems." Meaning, in other words, it is one thing to dream, and it is something completely different to do. So my hope and my prayer for you today is that you would evaluate every area of your life and you would just simply ask yourself, in this area, am I fully satisfied? Am I fully satisfied? There's nowhere else to go. There's no room to grow. There's no more area to further or advance myself. And if you're fully satisfied, then I would tell you to continue doing what you have been doing and live in the habits in which you have established. However, if you have areas in your life that you would be honest enough and transparent enough and vulnerable enough to say, I am failing in this. I need to grow in that. I wish to be better in that. Then I would tell you that you must choose today to discipline yourself to do what is necessary so that in due season, it may be weeks, it may be months, it may be even years down the road, you will be able to stand in a new position and say, thank God I am now what I am because of what I have always done. And to end this series, Siri. I must have said something that Siri picked up. Stupid. Huh? I said series. Whatever. She's like my wife. She's always just talking back. And I don't even say anything to her. And but I will end it with this. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, young preacher, and he said that we have been given a spirit not of fear, but of love, power, and of self-control. The Apostle Paul also wrote the words that we call the fruit of the Spirit. That the fruit of the Spirit, meaning when the Spirit of God lives within you and you pursue it and you submit to it, that the fruit of that is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. So what I would tell you is, you can dream to be this and to be that, but self-control and self-discipline is truly the result of submission to a holy, righteous God and living in step with the Spirit of God that has been given to His people. So I would tell you, if you are a Christian here today and you have truly surrendered yourself to Him and you have been walking with Him for some time, in order to be what you have always wanted to be, you possess what you need to be there and to do it. But if you are not a genuine follower of Jesus, I would invite you to be one so that you would also possess the very Spirit of God that lives within us, that is seen through us, that empowers us and strengthens us to discipline ourselves on a daily basis to become what it is that God has called and created us to be. It comes by living in submission to a holy, righteous God. And it comes by living in submission and step with a Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Paul said, we have been given, meaning it is a gift to His people. The Spirit of God does not live in the people that reject Him or oppose Him. The Spirit of God lives in His people. And what you want to become, you already have what you need to do it. So today, let's choose to do what is good. Let's evaluate every area of our life that we're not fully satisfied in. And if you were to dig deep enough, you would see the reason you're not satisfied is because of your habits being poor. and your decisions up to this point being poor. But if you choose to do what is good and discipline yourself daily, in due season you will reap. When you do not give up. We have been given a spirit, not of fear. Because the fearful way to live is to always resort back to what is comfortable and what we've always done. But the bold and courageous way to live, to be the person that God has created us to be, is to step out in faith, to trust Him in this process of becoming what we've always dreamed of being, and living in the power in which He has given us. And wherever you are today, I hope and pray that you will choose to truly live in the daily disciplines that we must possess in order to be who it is you want to be. Let's pray together. Father, we just thank you.